Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Death notices. Georgia Irene Doyle, age 95, of Odessa, died Friday, March the 10th. Ginny Gesch, age 94, of Odessa, died Saturday, March the 11th. Freddie Gomez Hernandez, 19, of Midland, died Sunday, March the 11th. Shirley Lou Huckabaugh, age 80, of Odessa, died Wednesday, March the 8th. Tamika Jackson, age 39, of Odessa, passed away on February the 14th. William Allen Strange, age 64, of Odessa, died Sunday, March the 12th. Dorothy L. Wash, age 93, of Odessa, died Sunday, March the 12th. Janice Sprawls Cooksey, age 69, passed away on February the 23rd.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Health and Wellness for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. Nurses Day. Certified nurses make a difference. Midland Health proudly recognizes all 258 of our board-certified nurses on Certified Nurses Day, March 19th. A ceremony will be held for all certified nurses on March 20th in the O'Shaughnessy Garden at 10 a.m. that will include a roll call and pinning. Certified Nurses Day is an annual celebration held on March 19th that recognizes and honors the achievements and contributions of nationally board-certified nurses. The recognition day was established by the American Nurses Credentialing Center, ANCC, to acknowledge the hard work and dedication of nurses who have obtained certification in their respective specialties. Certified Nurses Day honors nurses worldwide who contribute to better patient outcomes through national board certification in their specialty. Professional board certification is a voluntary designation earned by nurses who demonstrate an advanced level of competency, skill, and knowledge in their specialty field. Certification demonstrates a nurse's commitment to their profession and their ongoing professional development, signifying that they have met the knowledge and practice standards required by a governing body. The first specialty certification in nursing was established in the United States in 1945. As of today, there are almost 200 specialty certification options for nurses. Nursing certification is significant for many reasons. Having certified nurses within organizations has been shown to improve the quality of patient care. Increased numbers of board-certified nurses also result in lower infection rates, surgical complications, pressure, ulcers, falls, and mortality. Certification demonstrates value to healthcare stakeholders by decreasing nursing turnover and vacancy rates, increased job satisfaction, and increased patient satisfaction scores. Nurses report a feeling of personal accomplishment and personal satisfaction with achieving their certification, rating higher in self-confidence, competence, and empowerment. Obtaining certification is not an easy task. It takes time to study and schedule the tests, with many certifications requiring years of professional practice before becoming eligible. There are costs associated with exam fees, travel, certification preparation, and professional membership, in addition to maintaining your license. Lastly, there is the anxiety and fear of failure that comes with taking a board exam. These exams are designed to be challenging and exceed the fundamental exam used to obtain a registered nursing license. Midland Health is dedicated to fostering certification and professional development. Our goal continues to be to remove the barriers to certification and advanced education. Midland Health sponsors review classes and has recently purchased the Nurse Builders Program, offering online exam preparation courses for 27 different exams. Our certified nurses also offer peer-based coaching and mentorship to those working toward certification. Midland Health also provides financial incentives to certified nurses through our professional development ladder and reimbursement upon taking the exam, not just for successful completion. Along with covering the cost of the exam, we help reduce the fear of failure by offering some exams free of charge to employers with retake opportunities, such as the Medical Surgical Nursing Certification Board Fail-Safe Certification Program. On this Certified Nurses Day, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all our certified nurses for the incredible work that they do every day. Their dedication to excellence is an inspiration to us all, and the contributions to our organization and to the nursing profession are immeasurable. As the Chief Nursing Officer, I am proud to work alongside such a talented and committed group of certified nurses. Their dedication to lifelong learning, professional development, and evidence-based practice sets the standard for excellence in nursing. Their expertise and leadership are critical to our ability to provide safe, effective, and compassionate care to our patients and their families. Dr. Kit Bredemus is the Chief Nursing Officer / Vice President, Nursing at Midland Health. Bipolar disorder. Up one day, down the next. Almost 6 million American adults suffer from bipolar disorder. This does not count the children and young adults who also suffer. This disorder is more than mood swings. It is a serious, life-affecting mental disorder. Diagnosing this disorder can be difficult and is often misdiagnosed. There is yet to be found a cure for this disorder. However, it is encouraging to know that the symptoms can be managed. No one knows beyond a doubt what causes bipolar disorder. While some studies suggest there is a genetic component present, most researchers agree that there are likely brain and environmental factors that contribute as well. Some scientists believe the stress hormone cortisol plays a role. This hormone causes alterations in how the brain functions and communicates. Symptoms of the mania phase can include decreased need for sleep, talking excessively, racing thoughts, being easily distracted, experiencing physical agitation and relentless movement, increased sexual desire, impulsive, risky behaviors, grandiosity or inappropriate behavior, irritability, hostility, or aggression. Depression symptoms can include crying for no reason, prolonged periods of sadness, feelings of guilt or hopelessness, loss of interest in activities that usually give pleasure, extreme fatigue, including the inability to get out of bed, loss of interest in your health, nutrition, or physical appearance, difficulty concentrating or remembering things, sleeping excessively or difficulty sleeping, and suicidal thoughts or an impulse to self-harm. People with bipolar disorder respond better to treatment if they have the support of friends and loved ones. Treatment can include medication and talk therapy. Finding the best combination of meds that work for each person can be difficult. So, a person needs to be prepared to give the selection and dosage of medicine a proper amount of time to be worked out. For the best possible outcome, a person should live a healthy lifestyle, including regular exercise, proper nutrition, and avoidance of alcohol. It is very important to remember that bipolar disorder is a chronic illness, requiring regular monitoring and treatment. One must be consistent with their care. Samaritan is available if you or a loved one needs help. Call our office at 432-563-4144. Sleep easy. Maintain your rest this Sleep Awareness Week. Sleep Awareness Week runs from March 12th through 18th and is the perfect time to ensure you are practicing good sleep hygiene. Sleep experts at Baylor College of Medicine offer helpful tips to help you get a good night's rest. Dr. Sonal Malhotra, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics, Pulmonary and Sleep Medicine, and Associate Program Director of the Sleep Medicine Fellowship at Baylor and Texas Children's Hospital, reminds parents of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine's recommended nightly sleep durations for their kids. Ages 4 months to 1 year should get 12 to 16 hours of sleep. Ages 1 to 2 years should get 11 to 14 hours of sleep. Ages 3 to 5 should get 10 to 13 hours of sleep. Ages 6 to 12 should get 9 to 12 hours of sleep. Ages 13 to 18 years should get 8 to 10 hours of sleep. Quote, children should have a consistent bedtime routine. Remove electronics at least 30 minutes prior to bedtime, and instead do some light reading or listen to relaxing music. Turn off the phone once in bed and use a traditional alarm clock, end quote, Malhotra said. Dr. Anise Wilson, Assistant Professor of Medicine, Pulmonary, Critical Care, and Sleep Medicine, stresses the importance of having a wind-down period before bedtime. quote, everyone should begin winding down at least an hour before falling asleep. Use this time to create the ideal sleep environment, one that is cool, dark, and quiet, end quote, Wilson said. Dr. Philip Alapat, assistant professor of sleep medicine, says everyone should prioritize sleep above all, even more than your streaming services. Quote, an informal survey of many of my patients suggests that the practice of watching on-demand programming is often done at night, after daily activities like chores, childcare, bills, never-ending work, etc. Consequently, sleep times are sacrificed because wake times are usually non-negotiable, end quote, Alapat said. Why millennials should know colon cancer symptoms. More younger adults are being diagnosed with colon cancer, also known as colorectal cancer, and at more advanced stages of the disease, says the American Cancer Society. It's a trend experts have seen over the last decade. Colon cancer symptoms usually don't appear in early stages of the disease, and when they do, they are often at an advanced stage. Dr. Joanna Chan, a Mayo Clinic gastroenterologist, says it's important to recognize colon cancer symptoms and to seek medical attention if you experience them. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force and the American Cancer Society recommend patients of average risk start screening for colorectal cancer at age 45. Quote, colon cancer is an incredibly common cancer, routinely one of the top five causes of cancer annually. And really, anyone is at risk at any age, end quote, says Dr. Chan. She says that age is more often under 55. Quote, we are seeing younger patients present with colon cancer, and unfortunately, they also tend to present at a more advanced age, end quote, says Dr. Chan. Ongoing stomach discomfort and unexplained weight loss can be colon cancer symptoms. Quote, in fact, a lot of the warning symptoms such as rectal bleeding, anemia, change in bowel habits, these are very common symptoms that happen across all ranges of age groups, end quote, Dr. Chan says. Most young, healthy patients with rectal bleeding won't have colon cancer. Quote, it's still on the possible list of diagnoses, and it's really important that young patients seek care for any of these symptoms that occur, end quote, says Dr. Chan. Many of the colon cancer symptoms may be symptoms of other health issues, so it recommended to talk with your healthcare team to find out the cause of the problem. Alaska Native, American Indian, and African Americans have a greater risk of colon cancer than people of other races, says the American Cancer Society. Factors that may increase your risk of colon cancer include family history, bowel disease, diabetes, obesity, environmental exposures like smoking or heavy alcohol use. Dr. Chan says certain specific factors such as family history may require a more individualized approach for colorectal cancer screening. She encourages patients to talk to their healthcare team to make sure they are individualizing recommendations for them.
This article is entitled Small Bites. For DeCasa, the proof is in the pizza. By Morgan Taylor Thomas. Behind the H&R Block on Midkiff Road sits an unassuming brown food truck. Inside, a wood-fired oven and a preparation station lie surrounded by fresh ingredients and hand-stamped to-go boxes. With just enough room for Anna Connie and Gerardo Rodriguez to scoot past each other, less is more for the homegrown Pizza Hub. With both members of the husband-wife team carrying backgrounds in oil and gas, determination and intent already existed in their work ethic vocabulary. Anna Connie and Gerardo knew they wanted to own their own business one day, probably a hotshot or supply company, until the Uni pizza oven craze took over social media. After purchasing one from a Facebook sale, making pizza went from an exciting pastime to a full-blown career change. We invited our neighbors over to eat pizza, and they were super impressed, Anna Connie said. From there, Gerardo was just making pizza, watching YouTube videos, reading anything he could in his spare time. Finally, some family and friends were like, "You should put it out." We did it on Facebook and then a market. And that's when we saw just what it could be. In July 2020, Gerardo resigned from his oil field job and started working at Dicasa full-time. Since then, the family-owned and operated business persisted through a global pandemic, hard winter months, and more. Nevertheless, passion and commitment drove the Rodriguez family, making Dicasa a prime spot for fans of supporting local businesses. When I do this and I get to see other people and enjoy it, I want them to know this is different. It's not just your ordinary pizza you get at the store. There's somebody behind this oven cooking your pizza, Gerardo explained. For me, it's not about having a restaurant or having a food truck. For me, pizza is a lifestyle. Midlanders can find Dicasa at 3200 Bedford Avenue, in the parking lot of their In the Works brick and mortar. Dicasa is open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Orders can be placed by walk-up or by calling 432-222-2929. To keep up with the food truck and the Rodriguez family, follow Dicasa on Facebook at bit.ly/3IQ3ZS or on Instagram at Dicasa Midland TX. Hot Bites. As an avid pizza lover, I hold pretty high expectations when it comes to handmade creations. After 4 years in Austin with an endless supply of artisan pizza, I've been searching for something that can compare. Dicasa outperforms on every level. After a pizza is ordered, Gerardo grabs a round of his self-made vegan dough, salt, flour, yeast, and water, and spreads the bread thin by moving his fists in a circular motion in the air. Then the sauce and toppings join the party, and the whole shebang hits the wood-fired stove. For me, margarita takes first place. Between the fresh tomatoes, cheese, spices, and basil, and the light, airy dough, putting down a whole pie doesn't cause customers to feel sluggish and heavy, like chain meals do. Other noteworthy flavors include marina, vegan sauce, olive oil, oregano, fresh garlic, basil, truffle, no sauce, fresh mozzarella, olive oil, Italian sausage from Odessa Charcuterie, mushroom blend, truffle oil, Parmigiano Reggiano, red chili flakes, and Bianca, a margarita without sauce. Patrons can also get hot honey pepperoni, pepperoni and Italian sausage, pepperoni, three meat, veggie, and cheesy garlic bread, all 12 inches and ranging from $17 to $20. Overall vibes. It's clear Dicasa means more to Anacani and Gerardo than being a way to pay the bills. Proud parents of three, owning and operating the food truck allows the duo to be home when their kids get done with school, attend extracurricular practices and competitions, and provide their children with an easier start in life. Furthermore, the restaurant resembles the never-give-up attitude running through Gerardo's veins. Growing up in a Spanish-speaking household, pizza was a commodity because his mother didn't speak English and didn't know how to order. After learning English in the seventh grade, the chef rewrote the narrative, ultimately giving his West Texas hometown a slice of honest and luscious cheesy goodness available to all. Anacani and Gerardo risked everything to create Dicasa, and without entrepreneurs and go-getters like them, the ever-growing Midland community would fail to keep up with the times. It's hard to not be inspired by their positive and infectious attitudes, and even harder to pick just one flavor. The proof is in the pizza, and if you don't believe me, well, go take a bite.
Radon gas, home air quality. Dear Dr. Roach, I would like your thoughts as to the danger that high levels of radon gas pose to owners and residents of a first-floor condominium. We reside in a condo located on a golf course in Naples, Florida. As a result of my work as a realtor, the sale of homes and condos typically require inspections for various issues, including radon gas. It happens that my own condo was tested for radon gas, and it was determined that the level of gas was higher than the EPA recommended guideline. Further, the advice received was that it posed a high risk and a danger of causing cancer. It was recommended to install an intake fan run through the AC unit in order for fresh air to dilute the gas to a safe level. My doctor knew little to nothing about the risk such a condition posed. Can you provide some medical advice as to this seemingly very toxic substance? Dr. Roach's answer. Radon gas is found in many homes. Approximately 1 in 15 homes has higher than optimal levels of radon gas, which is produced by breakdown of naturally occurring uranium in the soil. It is most commonly found in rocky areas, but can be found even in Florida. Radon is a risk factor for the development of lung cancer. After smoking, which is by far the dominant risk for lung cancer, radon is probably the second most prevalent risk factor in the environment. The first step is to repeat the analysis. If the second analysis remains high, then mitigation is recommended, which should be done by a qualified mitigation contractor. Mitigation can reduce the level of radon by 99%, and the type of mitigation varies on the type of home. It would be prudent to recheck in about 2 years to be sure the mitigation is still working. You can get much more information from your state about radon mitigation.
This is the Dear Abby column. Parents need a reminder that their words matter. Dear Abby, while shopping at the mall, I have seen too many stressed-out parents ignore or yell at their children. It certainly isn't helpful. It isn't how I was raised or how I raised mine. Years ago, I saw a poem in your column that addressed the ramifications of bad parenting versus good parenting. From what I've been seeing, you should print it again. Many parents who should read it won't see themselves in it, but it could help the ones who do. Its message is so important. Thank you. Signed, Janet F. in Minnesota. Dear Janet, I know the poem you are referring to, and I agree it sends an important message for parents. It's one of many profound poems and essays included in my Keepers booklet, which was compiled because so many readers requested reprints of their favorites. Read on. Children Learn What They Live, by Dorothy Law Nolte. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. This is just one of the poems, essays, and letters that appear in the Keeper's booklet. Some are witty, others are philosophical. The topics include children, animals, aging, parenting, death, and forgiveness. It can be ordered by sending your name and address plus a check or money order in U.S. funds for $8 to Dear Abby Keeper's Booklet, P.O. Box 447, Mount Morris, Illinois, 61054-0447. Shipping and handling are included in the price. Filled with down-to-earth nuggets of wisdom, it's a quick, easy read and an inexpensive gift for newlyweds, pet lovers, new parents, or anyone recovering from an illness, because it covers a wide variety of subjects. Dear Abby, I have been dating outside my marriage. My husband doesn't know. It's nothing serious, just dinner, drinks, and dancing. All the men have been single. I would never go out with a married man. All of them have respected my boundaries. I don't want to be unfaithful to my husband. I'm just having a little fun. Do you think a goodnight kiss would be okay to show my appreciation? Signed, Slightly Naughty in New Mexico. Dear Slightly Naughty, no, I do not. A goodnight kiss would be no more appropriate than dating on the sly has been. A better solution would be for you to teach your husband to dance. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.